All right, so we've got a lot of listeners interested in how AI can help with editing. So we're going to take a look at this blog post from November 4th, 2024, called Elevate Your Writing, AI-Powered Editing for Authors.
Sounds interesting.
It really gets into how AI can be like having an editor right there at your fingertips, ready to polish your work.
Yeah, well, what's interesting to me is that, we're going way beyond simple spell check with AI now. We're seeing AI that can understand the nuances of language, everything from grammar and style to even flagging potential issues with facts.
Yeah, and this blog post talks about how authors are really using it to refine their work, like
Yeah.
beyond what a human editor might catch.
It's true. I mean,
Correct.
think about it. The AI can process massive amounts of data and identify patterns in our writing that we might not consciously pick up on ourselves.
Like what kind of patterns?
Well, for example, it can highlight areas where your sentences are too long or complex, suggest ways to vary your vocabulary, even point out instances of passive voice.
So it's like making your writing clearer, more engaging.
Yeah.
That makes sense. The blog post also mentioned that a lot of authors are talking about the time-saving aspect as being a major plus for them.
Absolutely. I mean, instead of spending hours poring over your manuscript, you can get instant feedback on grammar, style, and structure.
Right. That frees up time to focus on the creative aspects of writing, or even just gives you more time to write in the first place.
For sure.
So, okay, but how does all this work? The blog post mentioned something about machine learning and natural language processing. Now, I know those are key how AI works with language, but can you break that down for us a little bit further?
Well, imagine if you could feed the AI every draft you've ever written, so it'll learn your personal style preferences and suggest changes that are aligned with your voice, not just a generic, correct way of
And
writing.
that's machine learning.
Right. It analyzes massive amounts of data, in this case, text, and learns to identify patterns and make
This
predictions.
is not just a set of pre-programmed rules, then.
No, it's learning and adapting to each individual author's style.
That's so cool. And so, how does natural language processing fit into all this?
Well, that's what allows the AI to actually understand the nuances of human language, including things like context, tone, even implied meaning.
Wow.
It's like teaching a computer to read and understand language just like we do.
That's pretty incredible. But, thinking about AI, like analyzing my writing style, like that does bring up some questions, like about staying true to my voice. And the blog post even touches on this, mentioning concerns about AI potentially overshadowing an author's creativity.
Right, and that's a valid concern. And I think it's important to remember that AI is a tool, not a replacement for your own judgment and creativity. The AI is there to offer suggestions, help you refine your work, maybe even push you to try new things. But you, the author, ultimately have the final say.
So it's more about using AI as a collaborative partner rather
Exactly.
than letting it dictate the creative direction of your work.
Precisely.
So finding that balance between leveraging the power of AI and maintaining your unique voice and creative vision.
I think that's a great way to put it. Yeah, it's really fascinating to think about. You know how this whole collaboration between humans and AI might help us discover aspects of our writing style we weren't even aware of?
Yeah, like
Yeah.
it's almost like the AI could become this mirror, reflecting back not just our grammatical errors, but our stylistic habits too, both the good and the bad. Speaking of which, the blog post highlights this platform called BookBud.ai. It's specifically designed for AI-assisted writing and editing. Have you had a chance to check it out?
I have, and it seems like they're trying to create a one-stop shop for authors, particularly those who are self-publishing. They've got a range of AI-powered tools to help with everything, from brainstorming ideas to formatting the final
So
manuscript.
let's say I'm an author and I've hit a wall with my current project. Could BookBud.ai help me get unstuck?
Potentially, yeah. They've got AI tools for generating ideas and outlines, which can be super helpful for overcoming writer's block. Or even just organizing your thoughts. You mentioned earlier how AI can analyze your writing style. Well, BookBud.ai actually takes that a step further by using that analysis to suggest plot points or character arcs that fit within your established
So
patterns.
it's almost like having a brainstorming partner who knows your work inside and out.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. What about the actual writing process, though? Does BookBud.ai offer help with that?
It looks like it. They have this writing assistant tool that can help you flesh out those ideas, generate text, even suggest different phrasing or word choices based on your tone and style.
So it's not just about fixing errors, then. It's about actively helping you write better, more effectively.
Right, and it ties back to what we were discussing earlier about AI as a collaborative tool. BookBed.ai seems to be all about that, providing these AI-powered features designed to work alongside the author at every stage of the writing process.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that BookBud.ai focuses on self-publishing. So does that mean they also have tools for like the publishing process itself?
Yeah, it seems like they offer help with formatting your book for different platforms like ebooks and print on demand. And they even have features for generating cover art and marketing materials.
Wow. So they really are trying to cover all the bases for self-published authors.
They really are. And I think that's significant because it speaks to the potential of AI to really democratize the publishing industry. With tools like BookBud.ai, authors have more control over their work. From creation to publication.
That's a great point. It's empowering authors to take ownership of their work
yeah.
and reach their readers directly. But this also brings us back to the importance of, you know, maintaining that balance between utilizing AI mm-hmm. and preserving the author's unique voice and creative control.
Absolutely. While platforms like this offer incredible tools and resources, it's crucial for authors to use them intentionally, always making sure their work reflects their own vision and style. The AI should enhance, not overshadow, the human element of storytelling.
Right. You mentioned that BookBud.ai also assists with audiobook creation. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, it seems they offer AI-powered narration, which is a huge game changer for self-published authors. Traditionally, creating an audiobook was costly and time-consuming, often involving hiring professional narrators and studio time. But with AI narration, authors can produce high-quality audiobooks much more efficiently and affordably.
That opens up a whole world of possibilities. Authors can reach a wider audience, including mm-hmm. those who prefer listening to books.
Right, and it's not just about accessibility. It's also about creative potential. AI narration allows authors to experiment with different voices and accents, adding another layer of depth to their storytelling.
That's pretty amazing. But with all these advancements in AI, are there any potential drawbacks we should be aware of? The blog post mentioned fact-checking as one area where AI can assist, but could it also introduce new challenges?
That's a good point. While AI can be a really valuable tool for fact-checking, it's important to remember that it's not infallible. AI algorithms are trained on vast amounts of data, but that data can contain biases or inaccuracies.
So even though AI can analyze text and flag potential factual errors, it's still important for authors to verify information through reliable sources and use their own judgment.
Absolutely. AI can help with fact-checking, but it can't replace the critical thinking and research skills that are essential for any responsible writer, especially when dealing with sensitive topics or historical events.
It's a good reminder that while AI can enhance our writing and publishing process, it's still our responsibility as authors to ensure the accuracy and integrity of our work.
Exactly. It's about using AI as a partner, not a crutch, and always maintaining a critical eye when it comes to the information we present to our readers.
So with all that said,
yeah.
What does the future of writing look like in this era of AI-assisted tools?
Well, I think we're just beginning to scratch the surface of what's possible. The tools are evolving rapidly, and the way authors use them is constantly changing. What's exciting is that this technology has the potential to democratize the publishing industry, making it easier for anyone with a story to share their work with the world.
That's really inspiring. So for our listener who's eager to explore these AI-powered tools and maybe even revolutionize their own writing process, what would you recommend as a next step?
I would say dive into the world of BookBud.ai. Their platform seems to offer a comprehensive set of tools for authors at all stages, from brainstorming to publishing. It's a great place to start experimenting with AI and see how it can enhance your writing.
And for those who might be a little hesitant to embrace AI, remember, it's not about replacing your creativity. It's about amplifying it.
Exactly. Think of it as a way to unlock new possibilities and take your writing to the next level.
Well said. Thank you so much for this discussion. It's been really eye-opening to see how AI is transforming the world of writing.
It's been my pleasure. And for our listeners, I encourage you to explore these new tools and see how they can empower you to write better, publish smarter, and ultimately share your unique voice with the world.
Yeah, it seems like with AI, authors can really focus on the storytelling, while the technology handles the more technical aspects.
Right.
It's like having a tireless assistant taking care of all those little details.
Yeah.
So you can focus on the big picture.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And you know, this brings up another interesting point from the blog post. AI-powered editing isn't just about correcting grammar and style. It can actually help with something a lot of authors find really tedious: fact-checking.
Oh, tell me about it. I've spent countless hours double-checking dates and names and all those historical details. The idea that AI could streamline that process is very appealing. But how does that work?
Now, imagine having an assistant who's read every book and article ever published. AI can actually cross-reference your text against massive databases of information, flagging anything that seems inconsistent or inaccurate.
So it's like having a superpowered research assistant. Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a game changer, especially for nonfiction authors. Dealing with complex subjects, it could save so much time and potentially prevent those embarrassing errors.
Exactly. But it's important to remember that, you know, AI is still a tool. And like any tool, it has its limitations. AI algorithms are trained on the data they're fed. And that data can sometimes contain biases or inaccuracies.
Right. So even though AI can be incredibly helpful for fact-checking, it's still important for authors to do their due diligence, verify information through reliable sources, and use their own judgment.
Absolutely. Think of it as a collaboration. AI can point you in the right direction, flag potential issues, and speed up the research process. But ultimately, it's up to the author to ensure the accuracy and integrity of their work.
So it's like having a research partner who can quickly sift through mountains of data and highlight the most relevant points. But you still need to evaluate that information critically and make the final decisions.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how AI can enhance our capabilities without replacing human judgment and expertise. So as AI continues to evolve, how do you see it impacting the future of writing and publishing?
Well, that's the exciting part. I think we're really just at the beginning of this journey. And the possibilities are endless. You know, AI could help authors create more immersive and interactive stories, personalize content for individual readers, even explore new forms of storytelling that we haven't even imagined yet.
So it sounds like AI has the potential to not only make the writing process more efficient, but to really push the boundaries of creativity and open up those entirely new avenues for storytelling.
Absolutely. It's about embracing those possibilities, experimenting with new tools, and seeing how we can use AI to enhance our craft and connect with readers in more meaningful ways.
Well, this has been an incredibly fascinating conversation, and I think our listeners are now well-equipped to navigate this exciting world of AI-powered writing and editing. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I would just encourage everyone to remember that at the heart of it all, storytelling is about connecting with others, sharing experiences, and sparking imaginations. AI can be an incredibly powerful tool to help us achieve those goals, but it's the human element, the unique voice and perspective of the author that truly brings a story to life.
That's a great point. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been really enlightening.
It's been my pleasure.
And for our listeners, happy writing, everyone.